check. Niggas, crackers, whitey, spicks, Jews and Gentiles, welcome to the cleansing, the frequency cleanse, dig that? We all the same here, so those names mean nothing, so erase that from your mainframe. This is Anti-Robot Radio, and if you still believe in the myth of a nigga, a cracker, a whitey, a Jew, and a Gentile, then this is not the place for you. This is the frequency cleanse. These are the witching hours. We're here to wash away the old shit and die robot die. Welcome to the evolution. This is Anti-Robot Radio with your host, the Fabulous Moonshine Brown. Y'all know what it is. Saturday night, 7 p.m. We're killing robots. Welcome to the show, the picture show, dig it? Hey, hey, hey. We got a wonderful show tonight, man. Cool shit. I always say that. I know that's a repeat, but no, hey, Anti-Robot Radio is just so wonderful like that shit. You never know what happened in this electric circus, dig it? So we up in here, Survival Radio Network. Anti-Robot, salute. Strap on your gear, because we here. Anti-Robot killers, Anti-Robots, free yourself. And your ass will follow. Dig it. We in here live. We going to pay a couple of bills with the commercial. I like to get them out of the way, out of our system real quick, the supporters. So we going to get back to that. We going to pay a couple of bills, and we'll be back with Anti-Robot Radio, and I'll tell you who our guests will be tonight, amongst other things we going to get into, groupie. Hey, Anti-Robots, we'll be back. Puff on that.
Cake Cafe Atlanta, where desserts are created and you taste love. Looking to fill your sweet tooth? Do you have a special event or occasion you're planning? Give Cake Cafe Atlanta a call. Located at 368 Candler Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30317. Open Monday to Saturday, 10 to 7 p.m. You can get the best in pies, cakes, cobblers, coffee, brownies, specialty popcorn, and more. Visit their website at www.cakecafeatlanta.com or give them a call at 404-284-0106. That's 404-284-0106. Call Cake Cafe Atlanta today.
FOCUS. Find opportunities, create unique success. Focus is an empower agency that provides motivational tools needed to aid our youth and young adults in the Metro Atlanta area. Allow Focus to provide your kids with additional help in developing self-awareness, leadership, communication, and empowerment skills. For more information on how to get started today, go to www.focusfruits.com. Focus, life coaching for youth and young adults.
Survival Radio Network. You can't live without it.
More people are making their purchases online, and their number one resource is ShopSquare.com. At ShopSquare.com, they're committed to excellence and top-notch customer service. ShopSquare.com is empowering customers just like you by providing them with the best details online anytime. If you're looking for electronics, home decor, home appliances, sporting equipment, college wear, or fashion, ShopSquare.com is where you want to be. Go to www.shopsquare.com or give us a call at 877-659-0807. That's 877-659-0807.
What's good? This is Samuel Christian of the Dungeon Family, chilling with my homeboy, my brother, the Fabulous Moonshine Brown on Anti-Robot Radio. And shout out to all my anti-robots. Well, bam. Just like that, once again it's on. You're in tune to the best. The biggest trip on the network. They talking about it. Anti-robots, we out there. It's so wonderful to be back on another Saturday. Incredible show. This is the Witching Hours. This is your cleansing treatment. You know what I'm saying? It's not a day spa. It's a mental spa to wash the bugs out your brains. Hey. Man, love this show. Hey, we're on Survival Radio Network. Go check that out. If you don't know about Survival Radio Network, make sure you go on the net, Facebook, and find out about it. What's going on? The wonderful network that brings us anti-robot radio each and every week. Dig that. It's me, your boy, the fabulous Moonshine Brown. We up here in another to have another wonderful show, man. I got a great guest tonight, man. It was going to really be fun. But I can't forget about my guest from last week. Incredible artist all the way from the UK. The brother Andrew Ashong was on playing some of that funky stuff he got. So, you know, we're going to keep that in your main frame of artists to put down, man. This is what this show is about. If you don't know about an artist or if you not so sure about an artist, hey, we here to wash that doubt away and show you some incredible artwork because it's about the art and the love, dig it? And all these artists here are anti-robots. It's about the love. We are all anti-robots here. Be free. Fly, fly, fly. And this show is like every other, another incredible show with a wonderful guest, man. I mean, if you've been on the scene, if you've been checking things, you might have seen my guest tonight on touring with Goody Mob or Tonight Show or Jimmy Kimmel or any of those and seeing this big voice from such a little package. Or you might have caught the video with Timothy Bloom, the duet she did with him where they were, well, you got to go check that. That's artwork in itself, you dig it. You might know him from there. But tonight, Anti-Robots, we have Soul Diva and CeeLo protege, V. Bozeman, on the show tonight, man. So we're going to get deep into what she's about musically and everything. So we're going to have a real cool show, man. Hey, 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 hey. Also, man, we're going to get into some topics that deal with society and political and your mental state and your soul. We're going to get into all that shit. Also, I actually want to, with all the things, I don't know if you've been checking in the entertainment news, the big thing is about Kanye West being upset with the spoof that Jimmy Kimmel has about his so-called rant. Actually, what we're going to play tonight, man, I'm going to play a piece of the infamous interview by Kanye West, a piece that I really dug. And in retrospect, man, I have some, you know, I have a lot of respect for Kanye, man, because to me, Kanye is the last of the artists that is speaking for what he believes in and stands by. Whether you think it's good or bad, or you think it's a rant, or you think he's losing his mind, he is speaking, and everything that comes out of his mouth is an attempt to be with art, or you know what I'm saying. And he's talking about pushing the art form, whatever that would be, music, clothing, or just the thought process. You need people like Kanye West around just to make you think, whether you dig him or not. Just like this show, whether you dig the show or not. If you heard about it and you got to listen to it just to give it 5-10 minutes to listen to this motherfucker, let me listen to this Moonshine, this the fabulous Moonshine Brown Cat, and see if I dig this shit. If it gives you a minute to question, then you're now breaking the whole spectrum of the mainframe. The mainframe, we call it the hooks and the cords that you plugged in to your trip into roboticism. You dig it? You know, everybody running around saying, hey, we need a revolution. I say, fuck the revolution. This is the evolution. This is anti-robot. Wake the fuck up. We in it. You know how we get down, man. So, you know, we going to get into that shit. We don't care about the alphabet boys. Alphabet boys, B, F, B, I, D, E, A, all the moms. We know about that shit. We here to spit the truth. This is not domestic terrorists. I'm trying to spare you from some shit because if you know it's coming, we'll lighten the blow. Or prepare for what's going to come. Hey, we here, Anti-Robots Worldwide. To my London crew, cheerio, cheers. Have a pint for me, for my Malaysian and Japan, konnichiwa. For my Terra City crew, what it is. ATL, what it is, folk. Dungeon Family, Stevie Brown, Big Rube. My boy Slick down there, Preston Crump. Hey. To my Cali, yo, what it is? We out here. anti-robot. Die, robot, die. Let's get into a little things, man, before my guests come on, man. You know, I like to kind of stir up some shit. I love to see my people thinking, using their brains and shit. Let's see. Let's get into some shit that I was reading for the week. I don't know if you checked. People, this may pertain to you or not, but people talking about food stamps and government assistance. Now, you know, you may sit around and say, hey, you know, I don't use these things. It's not important to me. I don't care if they do this. But know this, that if you are in use of this, and you know people who are using this thing, which is, whether you believe it or not, 70% of the American population. So that means not only blacks, that means blacks, whites, Latino, any other labels you want to put on people. But 75% of America is on some sort of welfare or government assistance. Know this, that this week that food stamps was cut. And I know some people are looking back and say, man, well, what does that shit have to do with me in a world or in a country known as the biggest and the baddest, the land of the brave, the home of the rich and all the dreams that we have? We still have hunger at a major rate in the United States. And so now if you cut funding that goes supposedly to feed the hungry, then what do the hungry do? Right? So now let's look at it. Let's look at the trickle-down theory. And it's just a theory. I like doing this kind of shit because you can call me an asshole or anything like that. If you want to call me an asshole, the lines are open, 917-932-1078. I dig that shit. I get a kick off that shit. Or you can email us at antirobotradio@gmail.com, or go on my Facebook, The Fattest Moonshine Brian, Anti-Robot Radio on Facebook, or go to SRN on Facebook and Twitter. And I say this to you, let's think about the trickle-down theory. Right. You have hunger. You know, we already have this whole thing with hunger. Do you think a hungry person, in this day and time, you cut down food stamps and assistance, now they can't get homes, now they can't eat, they have kids, no jobs, because in the economy there are no jobs being recycled. There's that word again, recycle, running around, turn around. So we're not moving forward, we're not creating more jobs. The money is cut. What will come next? What would you do to survive? We're in the city, you know, we're not thinking that we'll live off the side of the land in the city. The side of the land is now crime. It's stealing. It's coming through your windows. It's home invasions. It's robbery by gun. Right? So now the crime rate is up. You're living in terror. You can't leave your home. You can't work. You can't walk the streets. And you're wondering why that is. But know this, that being a criminal is a great commodity. Understand, being a criminal is at the top of the list, because then if you go to prisons, which are so-called, supposedly, overfilled, overrun, it's nowhere to put prisoners. But know this, that being in prison is a major business, a billion, multi-billion dollar business. All the free labor you see, all when you ride across the street and you see the inmates picking up trash, or they're building homes, or they're building things, they get paid 25 cents per hour, the cheapest labor ever. It is mirroring what they call sweatshops. If you go as far south, they're working in meat packing plants. They're working in garment factories making garments. That's the rehabilitation that we're paying for, that we're double taxed on that and then sold again to us again with the cheap labor. Dig that. Right? Now, I propose to you something, and I want you people to really, really think about this. just something. You call me an asshole. Just think about this, America. And my foreign friends, just listen, because if this doesn't pertain to you and overseas or where you from, you know, just entertain me. But I propose to my Americans out there a solution. We have overrun the jails. But at the same time, we want to keep peace worldwide. We want to help the dilemmas in Iraqi and Palestine and do so much things for that. And every day we send troops out there and they die and they come back dying. They come back to this country with no jobs. I propose something to you. Hear me out now. What if we, Americans, because we do help on this and we have a say-so in this land of the free and this democracy that we call America, what if this, I propose to you? What if we took all the criminals out of the jail? Dig this. All the criminals out of the jail. And look, I'm not talking about petty criminals or anything like that. I'm talking about if we took your murderers, we took your rapists, your child rapists, your heartless killers, ones who kill the grandmothers and the little girls and the animals and, you know, I hate to call them that. And I'm not talking about because everybody, if you're from a certain kind of environment, you have someone that's locked up in the system. I'm not talking about those. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about violent criminals, rapists, so-called thugs and mass murderers, killers, you know, ones that we sit on death row and we never execute it. That's what you're into. Not saying that's right, because who the fuck are you? But I say this to you, killers, known killers. I propose to you that in this time of war and killing, why don't we do this? Why don't we round up all the killers and rapists and child murderers and child rapists, all those bastards, we roll them up and we put them out and we ship them overseas. Put them in an American soldier uniform and get them a gun and let them fight for the peace of the world. What about that shit? And you tell them, look, you're in here for life. You are in here for life. You either go to the electric chair for your crimes or you take your chances in Iraq. Now, look at the pros and cons in that. The pros in that is now the taxpayer is not paying for a killer, a convicted killer, to sit and enjoy the spoils of life in jail, no matter how bad it is. We're not sending the apple pie youth and dangling college and dangle college opportunities and job experiences in the eyes of young America so that they will join the forces. We're not having our soldiers die to only come back to no support here in America. We have in people, according to the law, that have broken the rules, the killers, the rapists, the mass murderers, and we're sending them there to fight overseas. We don't want war anyway, but if you got to go to war, why not send disposable casualties? That's a question, man. That's a question to be formed. And I know whether you say it or not, some people at home are thinking, you know, look, that's not a bad fucking idea. That's something to think about. Other thing I want you to look at, and this was in the news this week, I'm just going to read a piece of this, and this is what people think. And I'm always getting into the whole thing about guns, and it's not about the gun. It's about the person behind the hammer, behind the trigger. You know what I'm saying? The gun is just an object. The mental is way bigger than that, so we get into guns and all that shit. You know, we always talk about that. But I want to talk about something that was in the news this week. I'll read it real quick. Americans fault mental health system most for gun violence. Now, this is supposed to be a poll that was taken with America, you know what I'm saying? And I know you may ask yourself, in this poll, they didn't ask me. Hell, we in America, when was this poll taken and shit? I don't know if anybody took this poll. But Americans fault mental health system most for gun violence. Dig this. Let me read this shit to you. Because we're talking about that real shit right now. Half say gun laws should be stricter, down from 58% after Newton. Now check this. Princeton, New Jersey. 48% of Americans blame the mental health system a great deal for mass shootings in the United States, unchanged from January 2011. At the same time, fewer blame easy access to guns now, 40%, than 2 years ago, which was 46%, making the mental health system the perceived top cause of mass shootings. Okay. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about the whole thing about how, especially in the African-American communities, that we overlook mental health. It's somewhat taboo. We don't get into that. We don't even talk about anything. I mean, taboo in our community. Taboo is in a lot of communities, but we never get into mental health. And again, we're back to thinking it's about the mind state behind the person with the gun. And of course, if you're in America, you know that you walk in 3 days later, you can get a gun. There's a 3-day waiting period. Now, the last time, I don't know if you know anybody like this, if you know a crazy person, usually when they're crazy, 3 days later, they're still crazy as fuck. But they still get a gun. So we're dealing with some things with a gun. Gallup conducted the new poll September 17, 18. Any people out there who took this poll, let me know. I never know cats who fucking take these polls. They just come up with this shit. Look, this is media. This is other things I want you to question about. Shit is going on. I could be feeding you some bullshit right now. Die, robot, die. But look, we never take these polls, but I want you to hear this shit. Gallup conducted the new poll September 17th through 18th, the 2 days immediately after a shooting at the Washington Navy Yard in Washington, D.C., in which apparently a lone gunman, a government contractor, a former Navy reservist, went on a rampage killing 12. You know about that. That happened in the Navy Yard not too long ago. Killing 12. Much of the news coverage has focused on the shooter's questionable mental state in the days and weeks and even years leading up to the Monday's event. Now, without getting too far into this shit, we back at this shit. Now, I need you to understand. This cat right here was a part of the system. The system I'm calling anything dealing with government and anything. And this brother wasn't evaluated as a threat. This brother was not only a former Navy reservist, he was also a government contractor. Now, folks and people, let me tell you this, man. You go to get jobs here, you can go get a job to be a fucking burger flipper here. They evaluate you. You got to take a piss test. They cut your hair to make sure there's no substance in that shit. And you're telling me a person can go through being a government contractor, working with the government, a Navy reservist, and not be questioned on his mental state? I ask you that. Hell, if your piss come dirty, you can't even get a job at McDonald's no more. Again, this is from a poll that I'm sure nobody can call in and tell me right now they took this fucking poll. This is from a poll, and it says, Americans fault mental health system most for gun violence. America, did we vote this? Chicago, when it was 20 murders last week, did you vote that it was all mental health Carroll City, when three people died in Carroll City Overtown when there was a killing the other night. Did you vote in that poll? Atlanta, Georgia, Old Nottale, Campbellton Road, murders. SWATs. Did you make that poll when you was when they had this poll about what America says about the mental health and gun carrying? New York, the Bronx, California, Compton. Were you in on that fucking poll? But America says this. America says that you're not American enough. So you weren't asked about the poll. I'm sure that 58% would have been much, much different. Hey, let's take a break. Let me freshen up my drink. Guest along the way, Soul Diva, CeeLo Protege, V. Bozeman is on the show tonight. Incredible show, man. We're going to get in deep, man. We're going to play some music. I'm going to let you know what's going on. But, hey, all this gun talk, all this gun talk got me in a tizzy, so we about to play that Gun Power. We'll be back with my guest. This is Gun Power by your host, the Fabulous Moonshine Brown, with the brother Dungeon Zone, Big Rube, and AG Lyons. We'll be back with V. Bozeman, Anti-Robot Radio. That's right, just like that. That's Gun Power by myself, the Fabulous Moonshine Brown, featuring Dungeon Zone, Big Rube, and AG Lyons. Like I said, hey, we back, Anti-Robots. Adjust your frequencies now. I bring to you this young lady, Soul Diva, that I ran across, man, way back on the net, man, with some things she was doing. Singing, you may know her from her duet with Timothy Bloom. I'd like to introduce to you, to the show Anti-Robots, the very cool, the very sexy, the very talented Ms. B. Bozeman to the show. Dig that.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
Hey, what's happening? What's happening?
Nathan, chilling like a villain.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure, man. I gave a real quick rundown of some things, man. I want to get in deep with you, you know what I'm saying? Just like about your music, where the inspiration comes from. But I want to start off with a brief introduction of who you are, you know. And I want to get it from you.
You want to get it from me, huh?
I want to get it from you. You dig it?
Yeah, I feel you all the way. No, you know, I'm, you know, B. Bozeman. I'm just a universal soul singer. That's what I like to call myself. Whoever has the soul, I hope, you know, my music can touch whoever is out there from Norway to South Central, L.A., it don't matter.
That's right.
If you got a soul, right. I want you to be able to, you know, be connected to my music and feel it. That's what soul music is to me. So I just like to say universal soul singer.
Okay.
In a nutshell.
Now listen, Anti-Robots, I think she's playing this shit down a little bit. Now, look, how I ran across, let me tell you how I ran across, which was real cool. Of course, now, with all the things you're doing with Goody Mob and after the Timothy Bloom stuff, but I actually saw you, of course, in the Timothy Bloom video. And when you see the video, you know, it's shocking because it's a nude video and it's artwork in itself.
Mm-hmm.
But what brought me to you, man, was that voice that was coming out such a small little package. First of all, that made me go and research that soulful voice. I like women who sing with that the natural gut wrenching power of the soul.
Yeah, that funk.
That funk. That mean that deep gritty
deep
funk.
Down
so,
bottom.
You know what I mean? So when I saw that in that. You know what I'm saying? Not knocking the brother Timothy Bloom, a very talented brother. I'm into females, man, and the artistic value of just the beauty of females, the vocals of the females, and what else when I got into you, I dug how when you present yourself, as an artist, which is a dying art form. And what I mean by that is when you come out, your whole appearance is on. Your whole presentation is about who you are, that universal soul singer. You dig it? You bring it back, that performance art. I'm always a stickler on, man, cats coming out there, and they looking like they just got off their job at the post office, and they get on stage, not bringing that persona of artistic value, and that's what I really dug about you. Anything that I saw you on, you had that value.
Wow.
So no, that was big. That was a big thing for me. I had to have you on the show.
Oh man, it's an honor. Like, I'm just for you to like observe that and like appreciate that. That means a lot because, you know, to be taken seriously in this business right now is like, you know, it's already hard in itself. And then when you're a real artist and you just, you know, you just want to kind of portray that to the people, and sometimes you don't know how they're going to, you know, receive it or what have you. But, I mean, I'm just the type of person, I just do what I feel, and I just think that's what art is about, and I try to be authentic in that. And, you know, this is entertainment, too. So you have to give that fantasy too. Like, I think that is whack for somebody to come out on stage looking like they just came from work. Like,
you know?
People want to see a show. They want to see, you know, art. They want to see an artist. I mean, that's what people say all the time, right? Like, I'm an artist. And sometimes I even hate saying that because it's so cliche now. Because everybody thinks they're artists, and really they're not. It's a whole process when it comes to being an artist nowadays. And, you know, it's not, well, in my mind, being an artist is not, you know, the whole microwave mentality. Like, that's not what it is. This has come from a lot of, you know, studying, a lot of, you know, tears, pain, and you know, heartache and happiness and all types of emotions that you see, you know, on stage that I bring, you know, today. And that's definitely not, like, microwaved how a lot of artists are now, so-called artists are now. Look, I sound like Michael Mann, so-called artists. But, yeah.
Nah, I think that's a whole thing about still keeping that persona of being a artist, you know what I'm saying? And it's real cool, you know, when I got into it, that you're still bringing that performance art. And in an era of where they projecting women as hoes and, you know what I'm saying, shones or whatever they call them, and even to the point of artists, female artists, think that they got to show themselves in a certain way to be popular. What I dug about you, you got a sexiness, right, that is so you, but it's not a hoish, you know what I'm saying? It's not a slut. It's not showing everything. It's just so cool. You know, I'm a sucker for a fly chick, man. So when I mean fly, you know what I'm saying? I mean, got that thing, that cool, that, you know what I'm saying? Hey, that's like a dying breed, and you bring that sexiness to it. So, hey, I gotta cheer you up on that, man. I know we getting into deep. I don't want to sound like I'm hitting on you.
I appreciate that, but, you know, I give all honors to my mother and the women and my family that raised me. You know, that's just the breed I come from. Like, this is like some real homegrown, authentic, you know, black woman, you know, vibes right now. Like, I'm not with the whole love and hip hop of LA, of Atlanta era. Like, that's not what I'm doing. Like, I feel like if I'm doing music and if I'm, you know, doing this thing called music, I have to sow some seeds that I want to be proud of. I can't, I'm not going to do the whole ratchet movement. I can't be about that because that's not how I was raised. And it's just not in me. And it's important for, you know, women, young women, old women, you know, our people, period, to see, you know, artists that have dignity and respect for themselves and, you know, just show a power in a different kind of way. And I hate to say a different kind of way because it should be normal, but it's not normal these days because everybody want to get the fast cash and kind of like, you know, sell their souls for some fast cash, I guess. I don't know, but
the whole is more celebrated than the independent strong woman.
They getting rings and everything. Me and my best friend and my manager, you know, we talk about that all day long. They getting the rings and sitting up in the mansions and, you know, they living real good right now while we over here single, having girls night on Saturday night, making tacos and dream board.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? So we like, what's going on? Something has shifted in the atmosphere.
You know what?
But hopefully,
you know,
my movement to bring it back, and brothers like you can recognize what's real.
That's what's real. Hey, but look, I always say this. Hey, it ain't too many more real cats out there. The next time you see a real cat, you're going to have to go to a museum. I say that all the time. We lose
Man.
It.
Man.
We
you,
lose
you
it.
You preach
so.
To the choir. I mean, just think, I have a best friend that's a doctor. She's not even 30 yet. You know, single. I mean, it's ridiculous. She has it going on. My manager has it going on. All my queens around me have it going on. And we all single.
But look,
but you
I'm going to speak on that.
Takes time.
I'm going to speak on that, though, real quick, even before we, so we don't have to go way off the topic, but I'm going to speak on that. Your friend that's a doctor, and speaking of yourself, nowadays, and I'm saying, I'm taking from a men's perspective, and brothers, anti-robots, I ain't talking about all y'all, just the robots, but check it out. A lot of men are afraid of women, like your friend, or like yourself. You know what I'm saying? You got your friend who's independent and can do anything that she want without the help of a man. You know what I'm saying? She's a doctor. Men are intimidated by that. Men are intimidated by a strong woman. See, the hoe, check this out, the hoe is going to be a hoe. You pay for that hoe to bark like a dog, like coming in America. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You pay for it to tell her, like, look, I'll be home when I get home.
Right.
But now if you got a strong woman who's going to say, look, I ain't got to take this from you, man. Look, I ain't got to stay in your house. When you see me, come see me at my house.
Right.
Look,
exactly.
I'll pick you up for dinner. The cat's scared of that now because we ain't the same strong dudes no more. Listen to the songs. For real. You listen to the music.
Yeah, for sure.
To see a real nigga, and I use the word nigga because that shit don't mean nothing. That's just a word. To see a real nigga, you're going to have to go to a museum. And that's
right.
Just it.
Man.
That's just it.
That's a great quote right there.
Hey, that's the only quote. That's real life. You're going to see him as a wax figure. That's it. No more Marvin Gaye's like that. Because listen to what they said. They was able to love, and they was also able to be politically strong and stand up for something.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
And the men, I would say, in those times weren't afraid to show their vulnerable side. There's power in vulnerability. And men today, you know, especially in this whole entertainment world, and they have so much influence on the world, period, entertainment now, because, you know, the internet and everything is just small. You know, it's a small world. So, I guess, you know, vulnerability is not what, you know, men want to show. They feel like it's weakness or, you know, of that nature. But I'm here to tell you, men, that it's not. And it's power and vulnerability. And embrace a strong black woman. You know, celebrate her. And, you know, I just think that, you know, the dynamics have definitely changed. The world has changed. The music has changed. You know, the emotion in music is not there anymore. And that's a big, big problem. Music is so influential, you know, and you could see. The world is so cold now, and the music matches exactly, you know, it fits right in the puzzle of that. It's cold.
Right.
It's heartless. You know, we're talking about a lot of stuff that doesn't matter. Whereas back then, with, you know, you had the Marvin Gaye, you had what's my man's name? I love him so much.
The Al Greens, the Curtis Mayfield.
Curtis Mayfield, that's what I was going to say. I mean, they really had something to say, but then it was still cool at the same damn time. Like, you can be cool and conscious at the same time. It ain't got to be whack. Like, you know what I mean? But then we could go deeper because, I mean, who's pulling the strings at the end of the day? But let me shut up,
though.
I don't want to go on that note. I could be up on this phone all day long.
This anti-robot radio say all that shit. Fuck that. We don't see that there. We don't see that shit.
But, you know, we know
we're
pulling all the strings and stuff, so, you know, I get it.
Yeah.
But, you know.
All right.
I'm definitely glad
I'm
on the right side.
Hey, we're on the right side. Look, we can say that forever, man. I'm going to change gears just a little because, man, I want to get more into you. As an artist, you know, being a singer, where did music start for you? Where was your first taste of music and your first inspiration? You know, where did it all start for you musically? And I mean, like, day one. I'm not talking about deals or anything. I'm talking about day one of hearing the tone and frequency of music. Where did that start for you?
Day one. Shoot. Well, if you really want to start from day one, I mean, my mom said I was screaming out, you know, when I first came out. I never shut up. But no, on a serious note, the very first time that I knew that I was a singer, that I knew that this is what I was supposed to do, that it was just a connection, was when I watched Color Purple. I can't lie. That's the furthest I can, like, kind of go back to my recollection, you know.
Okay.
And, you know, that character Shook Avery sang that song. And I was just staring at the TV. Oh, yeah. I mean, I watched the movie that day. I remember it was a Saturday. And, you know, all the kids was playing outside and, you know, on the block. I was in my grandmother's room, in that back room, all day long watching that movie and listening to Shook Avery. And I just knew, I was like, I'm a singer. I could do this. I'm supposed to do this. That was the first time.
Okay. Okay. And it's real cool that you say that Shook Avery, because I, you know, anybody who listened to, who watched that Color Purple, man, you remember how dirty and beautiful that vocal was on it. You know what? I love the raspy grit. You know what I'm saying? You know, when people talk about singers, man, they always talk about real pretty singers and this. I love the grit. I love the grit of a Chaka Khan, the grit of a Joy, a grit of a V. Bozeman, the grit of a CeeLo, the grit of a Sly and the Family Stone. You know what I'm saying? That kind of grit. I dug that because it got so much character in the painting. It's like if somebody pull up to a brand new Benz, anybody can make a brand new Benz fly, right? You throw the rims, you're going to look the same way. But if I if I pull up in a 64 Riviera, you sweating me because there ain't too many of these shits right here.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I love that. And you mentioned my girl Joy. Like, man, I'm talking about that real grit funk.
That real grit. Yeah.
This ain't the blood. Yes. And I was, you know. It's just an honor to be even, you know, to be named, you know, alongside those people, you know, CeeLo and Joy and Chaka. Like, you know, it's kind of crazy because I grew up listening to all those people. I've watched those people. Those people have opened the doors for me and gave me chances.
And you know,
it's
what?
It's kind of surreal, to be honest.
It's real. It's real cool because, you know, that sound, I love that sound so much, you know what I'm saying? But that sound, you don't hear it coming from a lot of people. And I'm going to play a little piece of that Anti-Robot, so you can hear what I'm saying. I'm going to play a little bit of Killing the Time. I just want to get enough of your part so they can hear it, but we're going to play a little bit of that. But I mentioned Joy because as far as females going, Joy, for me, is the epitome of it. Joy is you know
absolutely
what I'm saying?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, man.
She,
Betty Davis, she all that. You understand?
you know the business. Joy will bring everything she has, her heart, soul, I mean, everything to that stage every time. And she knows music like, it's very few that knows so much music like she knows
right.
It, you know?
Yeah.
I call CeeLo like he's a dictionary, a walking dictionary. Joy's the same thing. Same thing. She's contributed to this soul music and music and, you know, that whole even Atlanta era, you know, that was happening with Goody Mob and, you know, the Dungeon Family and all of that. She's a huge... part of that. Inspiration for all of those cats. Like, yeah, for sure.
She definitely something else, man. You know what? I had Joy on the show. That's one of my favorite interviews, man, because we got so much. We talked for 2 hours. So it was incredible having her on the show, man. Incredible. But you know what? Hey, V, what I want to do is play a little bit of this Till the End of Time, the duet you got with Timothy Bloom. I want people, if they don't know you, to hear a piece of what I'm talking about in this vocal. So if you will, you know, you stay with me for a second, man. I'm going to play this song real quick, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk more. We're going to dive deep into the music. Cool?
I'm here. Let's do it.
Right. There it is. Anti-Robots, my guest, the beautiful, the funky, the talented, V. Bozeman. Hey, we finna get into this Till the End of Time by Timothy Bloom featuring V. Bozeman on Anti-Robot Radio. We'll be back like that.
Oh, if I should die tomorrow, oh, please let there be light.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
My guest on Anti-Robot Radio, V. Bozeman. Yes, indeed. V, what's happening? Hey.
Hey, baby, I'm here.
Hey, I, you know what? I had to let them hear that the singing on that, man. I love that shit. That's like almost a trip down to the LaBelle's and, you know what I'm saying? That deep rhythm, you actually feel the pain in that. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. When we recorded that record, it took us about 10-15 minutes, literally, to do that record. Because it was just that real. It was that authentic. It just was.
You know what?
Right in his living room. Right in that living room.
I ain't even cutting you off. My bad. Finish that, man, because I'm so excited about the song. You got my blood boiling right now with that.
No, I'm just saying, you know, it wasn't no bells and no whistles. We was just in his living room, you know, no studio. We just cut that thing. It was just real. That's
you know
what you hear.
The minimal vibe in the song, makes the shit so, like, authentic. Like, it actually feel like y'all having that conversation. And, like, look, I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to be here forever through all this shit. I'm going to be here to the end of time. Like, that, you feel that shit. You know what I'm saying? It don't have the bells and whistles and all the fucking studio tricks. It's got that grit and emotion that music is missing.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what it's missing.
So even to hear that y'all cut that right in the living room raw like that is like real cool because you can feel that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, something happens when me and Timothy Bloom get together. It's a authentic sound. It's a vintage sound. And it will take you back to the era when music was just touching your soul. And I'm grateful for Timothy Bloom and that song and what we birthed that day. And yeah.
It's definitely incredible, man. It's definitely incredible. I love that emotion, man. I love songs that, you know what I'm saying, give you that little tingle, them little goosebumps of emotion. And real good compliment of the two vocals bringing that together.
Yeah,
I want to say this. We, you know, you talk so well about Timothy Bloom. How did that whole connection with Timothy Bloom come across? How did that start?
I met Timothy Bloom probably in 2003 or 4 when I went to Atlanta for the first time. I met him out there at the studio, and his name wasn't even Timothy Bloom at the time. It was Keys. And ever since, you know, we met at the studio in Atlanta, we just were musical soulmates, I feel. He, you know, vocal produced me when I was in his group. And we just kept in touch because we just had a connection on that music shit. Excuse my French. But, yeah, I've been knowing him for a while. And we're actually doing a project, you know, together. We're in the midst of it because people, you know, they've been wanting more, you know, that whole duet soul thing from us. So we're cooking some real good things up in the studio right now.
It's definitely a cool-ass chemistry, you know what I'm saying? And you can see the radiance and the emotion on that. We got a caller for you. I'm on Eric Cole 513. We're going to take this call real quick. Eric Cole 513, welcome to the show. We rapping with V. Bozeman on Anti-Robot Radio. Welcome.
Soil it.
Hello? Hey, we'll get them back when they get that together. I don't know if that was that cheers or.
Somebody had a tune, I heard, singing a tune.
Right?
Yeah,
we'll
man.
Get that back. Anti-Robot. Hey, anything can happen on this show, dude. But, hey, you know what I want to say? I mentioned earlier, too, that, CeeLo Green, very vocal on saying that, you know, he's very proud of you and you being a protege of CeeLo Green and opportunities that was granted with that. Let's talk about the whole you meeting CeeLo and how that whole relationship came up.
Yeah, that was amazing. My manager, Monica Payne, she knew his management at the time. And it's not that I was even looking to sign to another artist. Because I was, you know, just on my own vibration and kind of doing my own thing, but when she got the call from his management, because he wanted to meet me because he saw that video and heard the song, the To the End of Time song, and it did get a lot of attention. He wanted to meet me. So we went to the studio, you know, and as soon as I walked in, he was all like, because CeeLo has known my manager for a while, too, a long time. And
Months. Monica name sound real familiar. If I think Monica did some work with Joy and Monica, I think Monica know Preston Crump and all those cats. So it's, Monica Payne sounds very familiar, man. I think I
She used to be, if you remember the group, the girls back in the, you know, New Jack Swing era, the 90s era, she was in the girls. So
okay.
She has a whole lot of, you know, relationships and a whole lot of, you know, a little pull in the industry. So she knew his management, and when we met, he was like, why didn't you, you know, tell me about her before? And she was like, I just wanted to go through, you know, go through it, not on a personal, you know, not asking for a personal favor, but I just wanted you to see for yourself, you
right.
know, if you like my artist. So right then and there, he was ready to do business. He was ready to sign, like, let's go. It was really so, like, authentic, and it was just, everything was just aligned right. CeeLo makes so much sense when it comes to my movement and what I'm trying to do and what I represent and what I'm about. I'm a little left of center, and so is he. But,
okay.
you know, it just made so much sense. And I'm learning so much from him because he's a vet. He's been doing this forever. And I'm just like a sponge, just taking all of this information in and just trying to be the best artist that I can be, you know? Guiding,
right.
you know, and him being, you know, kind of like my guiding light.
I, you know what? When I see it, I can see, like, I see why he grabbed you. You see the similarity in the theatrics. That voice, you know what I'm saying? If I'm looking for that voice, man, like, I'm saying, the richness and the dirtiness you got in your voice, you don't get to see that a lot, especially in
yeah.
today's music. And if you grew up on soul music, you know what I'm saying? You grew up on soul and funk. You looking for that voice. That's like that. You looking for that outlet. And
yeah.
what perfect outlet that is in to find someone that has the looks and the theatrics and that vocal. So
exactly.
to me, you know what I'm saying? When I found out that CeeLo was, you know, had something to do with behind you, I can see that. You know what I mean? Because
exactly.
like you say. Left the center, CeeLo is not has a vocal that is a powerful vocal. But when people looking at vocalists, people often think like Luther Vandross. So you know what I'm saying, smooth
mm-hmm.
vocal. He don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
He has a different vocal in timbre and
exactly.
everything. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
What you feel from him is his soul and his grit.
Mhm. Mhm.
So
yeah.
I see the beauty in that.
And the thing about it is, which I love is. You know, he's made himself a brand. He's made himself mainstream. And he's saying, like, look, this is okay, even though I'm different, you know? And people,
right.
you know, off bat, they don't know what it is, but they like it, you know? And that's kind of like the same reactions that I get when I come on stage because, of course, I'm, you know, I don't look like the average artist that's around, you know? So when I come on stage, it's like, huh? They're not used to it because it's not familiar, but they like it. It's something different, and they like it. So they embrace it, and I'm blessed to say that, you know? And that's what my goal is, to make somebody, an artist like myself, you know, be a great brand and to be mainstream and for it to be normal. Everybody cannot be Beyonce. Everybody is not Rihanna. Everybody
right.
is not, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
give the people options and let them see options. Let them see options, but in a great, in the best light that they can see it in.
Right.
And
I
that's
agree
what
totally
I'm going to do.
That's what it is, and we need that. We got another caller. We're going to try this caller thing again. Eric code
okay.
213. It's going to be a little different. This is a different Eric code. 213, welcome to the show, Anti-Robot Radio. Guest tonight is V. Bozeman. What's happening?
Hey, can she hear me? Oh, my God.
Yes,
hello?
Indeed. Hello?
Can you hear me right now?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, my God. I just have to say, V. Bozeman, you are everything. You are everything. Your voice, your aesthetic, the way you move, everything you represent is just so refreshing. I mean, music needs you. TV needs you. The world is waiting for you, and it's just
wow.
It's just so it just feels so good as a, you know, as a black woman, as a dark skinned woman, to see you and see you held up in the light that you're in, and be so beautiful and so graceful and just represent class and sex appeal.
Wow.
And talent all wrapped up into one. And it's like, yeah, when I see you, I see myself. And I just feel so, it just feels good to see you doing your thing. You're talented. You're not just a beauty. You can sing. You have the total package. And I'm just, keep doing your thing, girl, all the way from L.A. I know you're from L.A., too.
My hometown.
I'm doing my research.
Thank you so much, that's what I wanted to say. I will represent you in the best that I know how, and I really appreciate that. That's humbling to, you know, hear that, and you know, it means a lot. It means a lot.
I can't even believe I got through.
Oh,
oh my God!
Well, thank you for sure, Carla. For real, I know V appreciate that. We appreciate you calling in and giving that love. Dig it, for real.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. It's more to come. All right.
Well,
all
that's
right,
what I'm talking about. Yes. Hey, V, but look, to hear that kind
that's
of thing,
crazy.
You know what I'm saying? That's like, that's huge right there. And you know what I'm saying? For her to say represent, like, look, the music and the emotion and your persona reaches further than just the music. It reached her all deep, saying that you're a dark-skinned sister, projecting yourself in the most queenly of fashion, if, you know, of royalty, you know what I'm saying, when in a day and time where a darker skin is looked upon, you bring that, you know what I'm saying, majestic vibe back to the whole thing, man, of being proud of who you are and expressing that next shit. I call it Afrofuturism, dig it? That's the new way. We gotta change this whole shit, you know what I'm saying? So it's real cool to hear that. And shit,
yeah.
Man, I want to tell you, hey, man, you know what it is, man. Girl, you know you bad like a J.J. Payton. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
you know what? I'm going to have to tweet some of these quotes that you're spitting out right now because they're, like, epic. I just want to let you know.
Nah, but hey, but you know them J.J. Paintings, all the women he painted in those, they was extraordinary. They were contortion, the figures, that's what I'm saying, bad like a J.J. Paint, man. You don't get it like that, man. You don't get it like that. Hey, I'm going to play another song, man. We in there. We finna rock this till you get tired. I'm about to play Freebird, and we're going get into that, because if people don't know where this cover comes from, we're going to get in deep into that and how that came about. This is another, if I'm not mistaken, another song produced by Timothy Bloom for you. But
Yes.
We're going to get in deep with Freebird, and we're going to come back and talk about the origins of that and talk about your take on Freebird, which I thought was real cool.
Let's go.
So, hey, Anti-Robots, we in here. B. Bozeman, bad like a J.J. Payton. We'll be back. Anti-Robot Radio, Freebird. Fly.
Traveling on now. 'Cause there's too many places I've got to see. But if I stay here with you, boy, things just couldn't be the same. Oh.
Yes, indeed. Hey, Anti-Robots, my guest, V. Bozeman, and that was Freebird, a take on the Lynyrd Skynyrd classic. Hey, we going to get deep into that, V. I got another caller for you, man. Eric Cole 917. Let's dip into that real quick, and I'm going to get into that whole Freebird cover and everything. Eric Cole 917, welcome to the show, Anti-Robot Radio. My guest, V. Bozeman. Hey, welcome.
Hi, Anti-Robot Radio. How y'all doing?
Good, good, cool. Good.
Hello,
welcome to the show.
Thank
Hi,
you,
how are
you?
Hi, V.
Hi, I just wanted to call in because I was on your Facebook page and I saw that you posted this on your Facebook page, and I'm always following your Twitter and your Instagram, and I saw you on The View, and I saw you on Jimmy Fallon, and I just want to say that I've been following you since till the end of time, because the video started circulating at my office, and it was just so powerful to see a black woman and a black man for, you know, just love to be portrayed the way that it is. And you look so amazing on Fallon. You look so amazing on The View. And it's
Thank
so
you.
Refreshing. You're welcome. And it's so refreshing to see an artist that not only has, like, I heard you say something about the bells and the whistles, but also has the vocals, you know, to back it up, you know. And so I'm just mm-hmm. another sister out here that's just bigging you up and just saying keep doing what you're doing. I follow you on all your social media stuff, and you've actually responded to me a couple times, but I just wanted to say hi to you, and, you know, and I love radio stations like Anti-Robot because it's just anything goes, and big up
yeah.
to the radio
yeah.
station. I just wanted to say hello and just send you some love, sister.
Thank you so much, Queen. I hope to keep making you proud. Thank you, Queen.
You're
Indeed.
Welcome. All right,
thank
y'all keep going. It's a great interview. Keep going.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. We love you, too. Dig that. Hey,
sure.
My robot.
I love
v, my I
queen.
Mean, hey, that's what it's about.
Queen.
I think it's real cool what you are projecting, not only in your talent, but in your strength. For women who need to see it, man, you know what I'm saying? You try to live this world and you don't want to come in, and it's a problem to project that pro-black, strong black woman thing. You know, it's almost like a curse
yeah.
to come out and say, yo, I'm proud of who I am, and
oh,
I'm giving y'all this.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're able to do that comfortably, it's cool that you are influencing so many black women in this time. We need this shit. We need that alternative that you were talking about. Look, we got Beyonce. We got
mm-hmm.
Rihanna. Hell, mm-hmm. they fucking up shit with Miley now. I don't know if you want to call that music, but hey, to each his own. It has to be some kind of, you know what I'm saying? It's got to be some kind of alternative. Like,
yeah,
it can't
be
McDonald's all the time.
Yeah, it has to be a balance. I was a little girl growing up, and I can remember, you know, I could see myself on TV. You know, sometimes, like,
right.
you know, with the color purples, and you have to win the Houstons, you have to, it was just so many artists that you can just be inspired by, you know, and I just want this generation and the young girls and the women, young ladies, to just see a different kind of woman, but we could be on the same platform, you know, so they
right.
can see themselves, you know, in a big way, in a big light. It doesn't always have to be, you know, shaking your ass on a video, on a rap video,
right.
or,
right.
you know. It's sad, but, you know, I'll say it time and time again, I will not, you know, I can't put out poison to these little girls out here. I can't do it. I won't do it.
Right.
I just can't do it. I have a niece, you know, I have nieces and nephews, and, you know, I just see what type of mentality that these young kids have today. And there's no culture. It's, you know, they're not seeing anything that can make them culture and well-rounded. They're not learning anything. All they're learning is is some crap, you know.
All they learning is bands to make them dance.
When it comes to the entertainment, you know.
Right. They're not learning positive.
Yeah, they got to see something else, and it could be cool. It don't got to be corny, because I'm not corny at all. It could be cool at the same time, and they need to see that. You know.
I think. You know what? We lost our definition of cool, because that shit I see on TV ain't cool. We lost that definition of cool. So, you know,
we gave that up a long time ago.
We gave that shit up a long time. Even when we talk about hip-hop is more what I call a spoof. Every time I see a hip-hop video, I be waiting for Weird Al Yankovic to come out of this bitch.
Man,
I be like, this shit can't be real right here.
Oh, my God. I just watched something like that today. I'm like, are they really serious about this right now?
They did.
It's like the R&B, the real R&B is not. It's not even coming from us no more. The real soul is not even coming from us. You know where it's coming from? It's coming from Europe, and it's coming from London.
The Omars and shit like that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We don't have that no more. And if it ain't coming from Europe, it's Blue Eyed Soul. Because now the new Marvin Gaye is I call him Robin Slick. But Robin Slick, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
and guess what? He's suing Marvin Gaye.
That's what I'm saying. He need to be ashamed of his fucking self. I mean, honestly, he need to be ashamed of himself for that shit. Because he wouldn't have an existence if it wasn't for Marvin Gaye. We know that's what you're trying to be. And if we take it on a musical level, which I don't even want to waste no more time of that shit of him, when I can be talking to you about your music, but anybody who know music know that if you listen to them chords, them the same fucking chords, they just drop down.
Yo.
That's a music lesson. But fuck
it's
him.
The same chords.
Fuck him. Let's get back into V.
Oh, man.
You know what? I want to rap with you about this Freebird, because when I saw you remade that, that's some shit. Now, look, Anti-Robots, to cleanse you on a little history, And I tell you why that was a serious take on that shit is. Freebird is a classic song. If you're into classic rock or southern rock, it's from Lynyrd Skynyrd, legendary southern rock band, who a lot of time used their logo. You know, a lot of Lynyrd Skynyrd shit had the Confederate flag, and a lot of, you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd a lot of times is known as redneck music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's... You know what I'm saying? I dug them, but, you know, you got to look into the guidelines. And for you to take a take on it, a black woman, not what people see the black woman as with the hair hat, you know what I'm saying, with the lace front and shit and the fucking blue eyes and, you know what I'm saying, the ass out the skirt black woman.
Right.
Not a robot. For you to take a tail on that, take that take. Even in the video, Anti-Robots, if you get a chance, go to YouTube and check out V. Bozeman's Freebird, and you'll see her with the Confederate flag that says something about the South and a black woman wearing that. That's in some different shit right there. And you'll also see, like, pictures of you with the flag draped on the American flag. So what I took from it just through the video, I took through with the Confederate flag, the plight of the black person. We always say the black man, but we never look at the plight of the black woman in America and in Southern America.
Mm.
I took with the flag the black woman and how she's represented the Negro in America, because look, it's bad on black men, but it's even worse on black women, because black women don't even get the respect from black men.
Dang, tell it.
You know what I'm saying? For you to take that take on Freebird like that and give all that perspective, that shit was huge. A remake of any song that you could have remade, but you remade Lynyrd Skynyrd, which is so-called America's band, the redneck Freebird.
That's right. It's funny because, you know, I really didn't know too much about Lynyrd Skynyrd, to be honest.
Okay.
But when, you know, my publisher, she let me hear it. And I listened to it, and I was like, instantaneously, I was just connected to it. And when I heard the organ and all of that, and the words, I'm like, yo, I could remake this. I didn't know how I was going to do it, because it's so, like, you know,
it's really no bells and whistles in that song. He sings it just so just straight and, you know. But I was like, I'm connected to it. I'm connected to it. So I started researching Lynyrd Skynyrd and started finding out about the whole, you know, Confederate flag and the Southern band thing. I was like, very interesting. I was like, this is interesting, you know. And then I just was inspired to kind of, you know, give my take on it, you know. And I feel that, you know, I don't never want to forget the black story. I don't ever want to forget our story because it was there, it's real. And it was painful, you know, it was hurtful, and that's what it was. But at the same time, I was trying to express that music is so powerful and it's so universal that it could break through all of that. And it's ironic that Lynyrd Skynyrd was talking about breaking free of chains and this is that and the other, whereas he, you know, represented a form of hate, but it's singing a song like this. So what I did was I just turned it around and kind of flipped it on him. You feel me? Flipped it on the band.
Right.
And I was like, look, this is what this can be. And it was so ironic that, you know, when the video was done, the editing, everything, that it was inauguration. And, you know, Obama was being, you know, sworn in for the second time. And I was like, this is the time I need to put this out, right here. You know, it's so much significance when it comes to that whole piece, you know. And some people got it, some people didn't. But the people that got it, I appreciate you nonetheless, because it was a real big deal for me and, you know, this whole movement of mine.
I mean, I think you said a lot with it because, in retrospect, you know, it's a great song by Lynyrd Skynyrd, but let's be real, because I'm about to make a couple of Lynyrd Skynyrd fans a little mad. They wasn't going as deep as...
Because you know they die hard now.
You know, they die hard, but fuck them. This is anti-robot radio. Fuck them, too. But the way you came with it, you understand what I'm saying? The way you came with it has much more of a power. Let's be honest. Lynyrd Skynyrd at that time wasn't going that deep with the perspective of that song. You know what that when you think about that song, they were talking about getting on their fucking Harley and hitting the road and being as free as a bird now, hitting the road. But your perspective on it, and that's why I say you got to look at the genius in that what you did and what you got from it. It's like looking at a painting from Picasso and getting your definition from it.
Yes.
What you got and brought to it, you brought to, like, look, I see struggle in this shit. I see pain in this shit. I see breaking the chains and being free for being the artist I want to be or being the woman I want to be and all this shit that we got to break loose. So now when you sing, now I'm as free as a bird now, you know what I'm saying? Your definition and your emotion that come through that is way different than them jumping on that Harley and pushing that flag down there. So my perspective
on
that
though?
Is different.
That's how powerful music is. And that's how universal music is. And that's who I am. That's what I represent. Universal shit. You know what I feel like? Everybody has their interpretation of, you know, whatever. And I just feel like that was the main ingredient of my whole movement was that piece right there. Like, you can't put me in no box ever. I can do whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it. Like, yeah, I am a woman. Yeah, I am black. Yeah, I am dark. Yes, I am bald. But guess what? I can do that too. You feel me? And stand in it.
And stand in it.
Yeah.
I'm powerful. I'm sexy. I'm cool. I'm that.
Exactly. And I'm about to be right up in your face.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. When you creating music, do you write by yourself, or is this, you know, something you like to collaborate more so? I know you did a lot of stuff with Timothy Bloom, but do you write?
It's never a religious thing. It's whatever I feel, you know. Sometimes I can just get up in the middle of the night and can write something. Sometimes nothing comes to my brain for a long time. Sometimes, you know, I can collab, me and C collab, you know, all the time. And, you know, I collab with different writers or whatever. But nothing is planned as far as, you know, my music or my writing. Everything is inspired. Everything is, you know, so authentic, you know. And I just move like a feather when it comes to that. I really do. For me, it's about like, you know, quality, not quantity. And I'm not that artist that's going to bombard you with this, this, that, and the other, to stay current. But when I do something, it's going to be very impactful. And I think that's what's important. You know what I mean? I can use, you know, I can use Grace Jones, for instance. She's a big inspiration, you know, to me, and I look to her for a lot of things. Grace Jones hasn't even done a U.S. show in I don't know how long, or an appearance or whatever, but during the course of her career, she's done epic things that people talk about to this day. And she still is, you know, a main ingredient. She still is a strong subject matter among studios and all across the industry now, you know, just based on the things that she's done. And it's not even a lot as far as how artists nowadays, they bombard you with just this, that, other. It's just kind of crazy, you know?
Right.
But it's the quality of work. And that's what I do.
So when you hear something from her, you're like, yo, she did that. And you know what? I dig talking to you because I'm hearing the little references you're throwing out. You know what? A lot of people don't even respect the whole Grace Jones thing. You know, I'm a Grace Jones fan. And I was going to say that, and that's cool that you threw that out, because your persona, your attitude, and like that shit you wore on Jimmy Fallon with Goody Mars. I watched you. That red outfit that looked like it was a chandelier. Yo, that's some huge shit. That's some European runway Milan shit. That's like so evolutionary. I ain't talking about revolutionary. Evolutionary. That shit is way past. You know, you wore that shit, and it's real cool because I remember artists like Grace Jones who would come out like that. You know.
Yeah.
You know, we don't see that no more. And without Grace Jones.
They're artists of the ages. You won't forget them. And it's crazy because, you know, people don't want to give her props until, I guess, of recent. But all of these artists that you see now have taken from her.
Of course.
I mean, I can name them all the way down.
Shit, Lady Gaga wouldn't be Lady Gaga without fucking Grace Jones. Look,
exactly.
Rihanna wouldn't be Rihanna without Grace Jones.
Exactly. Thank you. So it's like, you know, Nicki, all of them take from her.
Right.
She was the one that pushed the envelope way to the left.
Right.
And stood in it. But it was so real for her. I mean, her whole lifestyle was outrageous. That was real for her. So, you know, I hope people start giving her props, you know.
They need to understand. That's the real cool shit. And again, I keep saying this. I dig what you're doing. I dig all the way from how, what I see you and how you represent it, even with the Goody Mob. And you know, I did mention the Goody Mob. Tell everybody what you're doing, like what you got going now, what's coming up in the future.
I'm so, you know, honored to even be, you know, to call the Goody, you know, my brothers. You know, they look out for me. They teach me. You know, they protect me. And, those guys are, they're just special. They're so special. Gip, Cujo, Timo, you know, CeeLo. We've been working hard, man. I did some collabs with them. One song called Amy. It's kind of controversial because people, you know, wouldn't think that they would do a song like that. But, you know, give a message. Exactly. They always give a message, though. You know what I'm saying? So you have to kind of look past, you know, the obvious. And kind of search for that message, and that's the special thing about Goody Mob that I love. And it's kind of like that through the whole album. I did the song Understanding, you know?
Okay.
And so it's just kind of surreal to even be, like, a part of a group that's so epic and that has sown so many great seeds when it comes to this hip-hop thing. And it's just an honor to even be, you know, alongside them and to share the stage with them and for them to allow me, you know, to be on stage with them. So we had the tour, you know, the promotional tour for the album. You know, we went to Washington and from, you know, to the Bay, to Atlanta. It was special. And they were yearning to hear that good music again. They want to get fed. And I'm just glad that they decided to come together and give their fans, you know, another trip around the world with the mob.
That's what I'm talking about. That's huge. That's a big deal to itself too. And they are it when you talk about hip hop and the last of the real hip hop and the conscious and understanding the educated hip hop. So yeah, like you said, that's a big deal to even be around something like that.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, I'm like a sponge, man. Like, I was in high school, well, just going to high school. I wasn't even in high school. I was like junior high, you know, just entering high school. You know, when the whole Atlanta, the down south movement really, you know, erupted. And it's like, I always wish that I was, you know, there in the midst of it all. But, of course, I was too young. But it's like now, you know, I've been given the opportunity to, you know, be a part of something great and to kind of get a taste of what it was. I know it's not the same, you know, but at least I could kind of hear the stories and, you know, see the people and experience the love that they have for them and to know where it kind of all came from when it comes to that Dirty South thing. You feel me?
Right. No, I feel you. It was a wonderful time back then for all music at that time. That whole insurgence of that Southern Atlanta time and all that was a beautiful time, man. What's happening with you next as far as your, I guess, debut, if you want to call that album, or what's happening next project-wise?
Well, right now, I'm getting ready for a real viral campaign that's gonna, you know, hit everybody's computer screens next month. Me and we have done some songs that we're gonna do videos for, put them out virally, and I have some special pieces that I'm gonna put out alongside with that, and just do a whole another campaign to bring in the new year and to get people ready for my album, because I've been really, you know, deep into that with CeeLo, and he's executive producing my album. And it's just been a lot of magic happening, you know, in that studio. Like, this album is going to be real special. It's going to be an album of the ages. I really feel that, you know, it's going to be so special. That's as best as I can describe it. We tapping into love. We tapping into just a lot of worldly things happening with this album that I'm loving, and you know it's gonna make people feel uncomfortable. It's gonna make people feel good. It's gonna stir up a lot of emotions. But that's what music is supposed to do.
Exactly.
And it's a real movement, you know, about to happen with this campaign. So just be on the lookout for that.
That's right. We definitely gonna look out for that. I got another song to play. Before we play the song and come back, but tell everybody now, I want to make sure everybody know where to find you on the internet. Of course, they can go to That Girl V online, but tell them everything else where they can find you at, find all the music, listen to everything. I need them to know where they can catch up with you at.
Okay, yeah, you can go to That Girl_V is my Twitter. Then you can go to my Instagram, it's V Bozeman, Facebook, V Bozeman or That Girl V. Everything is kind of intertwined. If you go to thatgirlv.com, it'll direct you to every other channel that you need to go to as far as my movement and my music and just what's happening with me on a daily. And it's going to be some really cool things coming up in the near future in October. So, you know, just keep your eye out for that. Because there's going to be some things that I'm sure is going to make people uncomfortable. But like I said, people, you know, when they, I guess, get a first take of me, it they don't know what it is, but they like it. And I guarantee
right.
you'll like it.
That's right. And yeah. You know what? They need to be shook up. Music need to be shook up, so shake it up. Dig it?
Yes, thanks.
They like it. They need to be shook up. Right
hell
now, the shoulder too flat. Right now, the shoulder too flat. We need to bring the fizz back in this shit.
I'm telling you,
right,
shake it up. That's what I love. And I will gladly be the one to shake that ass up.
You know what I'm saying? That's what's needed. I'm gonna hit you, man. I'm about to play Poison, and we'll come back and rap a little long and end out the show. But I want to play Poison real quick, so everybody can hear what I got musically of you, so they can get a piece of what it is. So hey, Anti Robots, this is my guest V Boys Movement, and this is Poison. We'll be back talking to this young lady. Hey man. Killing robots every day. Poison. Be poison. We'll be back.
Are you poison?
That was Poison. V?
Oh, yes.
Nah, I dig that. Doing your thing, man. You know what? It's been a real pleasure having you on. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I had fun today talking with you. And I just want to tell you, I appreciate you and what you're doing for the kids out there. And, you know, having this platform to really talk about some real subjects here. And, you know, like you said, it's needed, and people are, you know, yearning for that real they're yearning for the food, the nourishment, you know, and it's a good thing that you're giving it to them, and you're sowing good seeds. So I appreciate you with this, platform. Yeah.
I appreciate you saying that. Hey, I appreciate you being on the show, man, because that's what this show is about, man. And hell, we family now, man. Once you come on Anti-Robot Radio, man, we family. You sis not. We good, man. I hope for sure, man, we keep in contact, man. Before you get off, I would like you to get in, you know, connect with my people, Shauna Massett and everything, and leave your contact, because, you know, keep up. You got a home here. Anything that you putting out, man, hey, we putting that in rotation on Anti-Robot Radio. We
absolutely
here. We family.
For
anything
sure
new,
but,
you
hey,
welcome
we
back to the
been
show.
We just now meeting. We always been family, brother. You know,
right? We just had to connect it, and we connected
exactly
now, so it's all good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's all good, man. When you see, when you go back, and then you check me out on that, man, I actually think we got a kinship going. You'll see what I'm saying when you look into it. I think we cut from the same cloth. So
okay.
I definitely respect that. You'll see that. But definitely I would like you to keep in contact with me, man. We keep things moving. And,
absolutely.
Much thanks to Monica Payne for connecting that. She doing her thing, DJ Monica Payne. And that thing she doing with Joy in L.A. I see you. She don't even know if she around. I see you. So I appreciate that, Monica.
Yes, I have the best manager in the world. More than a manager. More than a manager. She's definitely one of the queens that surrounds me and the lionesses that surround me and protect me on this journey. And I'm grateful for her.
And that's a beautiful thing to say, because you know what? Us being artists, we always mad at management. It ain't like they can do it enough. So when you can say, man, I got the best one in the world and she doing a thing for you, that's a happy and a content artist right there, because we always got to push that shit off on somebody else. The manager take the bun of that shit. You dig it?
I give Monica a run for her money now. But she knows,
I know you do.
I do, okay? I mean, but she does everything with grace and class, and that's, you know, that's the clock I come from. So I just love that she represents me, and she, you know, she does a solid job, man. She's incredible. Y'all hear from her. The world will know who my campaign is very soon.
Hey, when you got somebody hustling and grinding for you, man, that's what it's all about, and believing what you're doing in your craft and what you're trying to push, that's the power. That's the fuel. That's the rocket fuel. You dig it? That's what's going to make it. You know what I'm saying?
That makes the difference.
That makes the difference, man. Because, you go through this thing, man, and what they call the industry, this optical illusion that they call the industry, because that shit ain't real. You'll get cats to come in there and tell you, hey, you know what? I like what you did, but won't you sing this song? We need another song like what Rihanna doing and shit. You'll get management doing that shit, knowing that management supposed to be on your side, but they'll come and tell you, well, no, don't wear that dress, because they're going to like, what you doing
exactly
with that? You need
exactly
to wear this dress. So when you find somebody who letting you be you and letting you be that Free Bird, that's another shameless plug, Free Bird, go check that out, V. Bozeman. Free Bird. Letting you be that Free Bird and letting you fly like the wind and do your thing, then you're going to get that artistic, creative evolution.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's so much needed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's key.
Hey, man, it's been so much a pleasure to have you on, man. We got to do this thing again, man. You got to stay in contact with me, sis. I'm calling you.
I will. I definitely
we good
will.
Now.
I would love to come back. I would love to come back and chit-chat with you.
Definitely that. Hey, it's been a pleasure. Enjoy your Saturday. Hey,
you too,
I'm going to be pushing the stuff, man. We in there. We folk now. So don't be a stranger.
All right. I will. Thank you for having
there
me.
There it is.
All
you're
right.
Welcome. Anti-Robots, that was the talented, funky, sexy, bad as a J.J. Payton, V. Bozeman on Anti-Robot Radio. Hey, we'll be back We're going to pay a couple of bills and we'll be back. That's how we do it. Anti-Robot Radio, the fabulous Moonshine Brown. Bow. Pay the bills and we'll be back to close it out.
More and more people are making their purchases online, and their number one resource is ShopSquare.com. At ShopSquare.com, they're committed to excellence and top-notch customer service. ShopSquare.com is empowering customers just like you by providing them with the best details online anytime. If you're looking for electronics, home decor, home appliances, sporting equipment, college wear, or fashion, ShopSquare.com is where you'll want to be. Go to www.shopsquare.com or give us a call at 877-659-0807. That's 877-659-0807.
Looking for the right business opportunity? Need the right product, the right marketing plan, and the absolute best training in the world? Well, look no further. The Elite Team. Every leader in time excels. They believe the key ingredients in becoming successful in life and in business are just a keystroke away. Go to www.eliteteamsite.com. That's www.eliteteamsite.com. The Elite Team has a system in place that will move you closer to achieving your goals and dreams. Visit www.eliteteamsite.com. or TonyFlemingEnterprises.com today.
Yes, indeed. Another incredible show. Anti-Robot Radio. What else would it be? This is the Witching Owls. We did it. We did that. My guest, the very funky, very soulful, the very dirty. And dirty, I mean good, V. Bozeman. Hey, 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 it was a joy talking to you. You know, I tend to dig interviewing women because women have that goal of creativity. They are the mothers of the earth. They do make us, they nourish the seed. So women have that creative gene in them. So I dig working with women. I dig what women have to they bring in as a point of creativity and expression, and most women are strong, and they're not scared to experiment. So when you get a young lady like V. Bozeman doing her thing and showing you all the way left, hey, man, I got to celebrate that beauty. I got to, you know, when I mean beauty, I ain't just talking about how fine she is. I'm talking about the beauty of the creation and the creativity, the beauty of the frequency. And that's what we freaking hear on Anti-Robot Radio. We freaking the frequency. It's all about killing a... It's about killing, man. She fine, too. Fine like a J.J. Payton. Dig that. This is Anti-Robot Radio. Hey, I got to give a shout-out to my beautiful little girls. Hey, I'm raising them, too. Hey, I'm raising robot killers, women robot killers, the mothers, my three beautiful girls, Kyla Simone, Alana Love, Khaleesi Mon, Daddy Love You. Daddy Love You. It's bedtime. Hey. Big kisses to all my Anti-Robot Society salute, Big Rock, Shay Math, all that. We out here, life, we out here. Hey, we out here living. Survival Radio Network, who keep us on doing this thing. Big things happening in the next month or so, October, hopefully we'll be, not hopefully, man, we're going to be launching that SRN, Survival Radio Network, Miami with four big shows. T-Life, you hear me? Yeah, okay, we out there. We're going to do some big things. Also, man, if you get a chance, go buy Indiegogo. Look up the Survival Radio Network and the new movement that we're pushing at and the fundraiser that we're pushing. And we, you know, don't run away from fundraiser. When we say fundraiser, we don't mean like hundreds. If you want to give a hundred, do that. But we're talking about $10. Anything you can give to keep the network going and growing so we can bring you programming like Anti-Robot Radio and we can keep everything going. So, hey, man, hit me up on the Fabulous Moonshine Brown on Facebook, on Twitter. Go to SRN on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Anti-Robot Radio, but especially go to Indiegogo and go to the SRN movement and go to that. And you pledge, man. Give what you got. I think even maybe we'll throw in a couple of releases, maybe some stuff from Remedy or something like that. Oh, also, be on the lookout. Maybe we'll throw that in. Look out for my EP coming out, Negro American, that will have, you know, things like Fade to Black on it.
Gun Power featuring Big Rube and AG Lyons, which I'm going to play on the way out because y'all need to get that embedded into your shit. So we out here living. This is Anti-Robot Life. This is not a revolution. Fuck the revolution. This is evolution. We out here killing every day, and we ain't killing suckers. We ain't killing nobody. We killing robots every day. Are you a robot killer? Ask yourself. Or are you a robot? In this world, there are only two things and two people. There are robots and aliens. Look in the mirror and ask, which one are you? Pull your pants up, young man, because you can't run from danger with your pants hanging so low. And young ladies, you ain't got to swing a pole and show your ass, and bands don't always make you dance. And hell, if a band can make a dance, how much to make her read? This is Anti-Robot Radio. I'm your host, the Fabulous Moonshine Brown. I does it like this. Your ambassador of all things funky and the truth as you know it. Power to the people, goddammit. And I'm going to leave out on this note. One Nation Under Groove. Anti-Robot salute. Grab your guns. Show your power. This is the only hour. I am the Fabulous Moonshine Brown, and I'm out. It's been incredible. Bow. Gun power.
Drugs and the government scrubs, all on a mission to take what you work.